The Southern Humboldt Fire Safe Council meets tomorrow, Thursday, September 5th at 5 p.m. via Zoom. All residents are encouraged to be involved. Last month, they discussed their involvement in the development of the Countywide Community Wildfire Protection Plan, CWPP. The Southern Humboldt region has more than 60 completed projects it needs to add to the county's plan. Having these projects updated from planned to completed helps each subsequent project to get funding because applicants can more easily show how their project builds on a community-wide effort. Currently, both Humboldt County's Natural Resource Planning Division and Shelter Cove RID are working on two separate defensible space projects in Southern Humboldt for residents who are unable to do the work or unable to pay to have the work done. Tanner Spees wears many hats in Southern Humboldt's fire community. In addition to his role as the Wilder Ridge Fire Chief, he's an environmental analyst with Humboldt County's Public Works Natural Resource Planning Division. The county is coordinating with Bryceland Fire Department's fuel reduction team to do fire fuel work at up to 120 houses in the Bryceland, Whitethorn, and Rettersburg region.
So that's the technicians going to the home, doing a home risk assessment, partly for design for the contractors for the treatment to come in, kind of picking out what hazardous fuels are going to be treated, and then also partially for the education of the resident on what they can do besides the grants, what they can do on their own to make their home more wildfire resistant and fire hardened. So in that project, there's the home risk assessments. And then that's followed up by the defensible space treatment that's done by the Bryceland Fuels crew.
And Spees is also employed by the Trees Foundation as a project coordinator. Shelter Cove's Resort Improvement District received a multi-million-dollar grant for its Shelter Cove Wildfire Resiliency and Community Defense Project.
Right. And so they got this grant. There's three phases. This is a $6.5 million grant that's going to take place over 5 years. But for phase one, we are working on doing home risk assessments. Again, same kind of idea as part of it is to plan out the hazardous fuels removal. And part of it is an educational outreach tool for the residents to learn about what they can do on their homes to make them more wildfire resilient. And then that's followed up by the defensible space treatment that will be done by contractors, fuels reduction contractors who are contracted through the Shelter Cove RID.
Spees describes the current prescription in broad terms.
So the prescription, it's not that you don't have any trees in, around your house. So there's the zones, right? There's zone zero, that's 0 to 5 feet away from your house. You don't have any trees within that zone, right? Because there's nothing combustible, but that's 5 feet. That's like very close to your house. And then 5 feet to 30 feet, you can have trees, but they need to be limbed up and all the dead stuff is cleaned off of them. And they don't have brush that can move the fire from below up into the canopy. And then there's some prescription for how close they are, right? Whether they're what they call contiguous, because if you have contiguous trees, then if it gets up into the tree and it lights one tree to the next tree and it becomes, basically a line of fire that can then get to your house or to your neighbor's house.
Having no combustibles within 5 feet of one's house is a recent change to the prescription. And it is a big change. Spees discussed how the technicians are approaching the topic with landowners.
Before, there wasn't so much awareness of how our landscaping affected the vulnerability of our homes to wildfire. And now the science kind of there's been some significant kind of discoveries in these, elements about how we landscape and build our homes that could significantly impact whether your home, actually catches on fire from wildfire embers. Our understanding that, people don't always want to just like clear, everything, say from 0 to 5 feet, which is part of the prescription. Sometimes people are attached to like that rose plant that's, in that space, or basically what we're trying to do is optimize, getting as close as possible to the prescription. But knowing that we do have to kind of work together with the residents. And then hopefully the idea being that the educational component and kind of adds to this cultural shift where people just start to like, you know, to see that if they are, you know, trying to safeguard their home from wildfire, that, you know, should that plant eventually die or something, maybe don't replant the plant there, you know? And then there's the element too of it's not always just about the plant. It's also about how you take care of it. So, you know, if you have a healthy green plant that is pruned of all of its dead material, it doesn't pose as, you know, as much of a fire, you know, risk, right? So it's about how you take care of it too.
Separately, CAL FIRE is also on the ground in Southern Humboldt doing defensible space inspections and education. Spies explains how important defensible space is to make sure that firefighters are safe coming into the curtilage to fight fire rather than setting up a perimeter to keep the fire from spreading.
So, you know, they can either go on an offensive strategy and try to put that fire out right at the home, right? Or they can go defensive and try to just contain the danger from further away. So, yeah, if there's no good access and it puts firefighters at risk, then they have to consider a defensive strategy. And that means your house is burning down. Whereas if you have good access, a good turnaround and a defensible space, there's a lot better chance they're going to be able to pull up and, you know, put things out and do it in a safe way.
Spies emphasized there is no element of code enforcement involved in any of the programs for the simple reason that it is counterproductive.
Like, and that's something that's important for people to know. There's no, like, this isn't going to, you know, I think people get kind of confused about, like, say, the county building and planning department, you know, that can do code enforcement. This is not connected to that at all. You know, there's no connection to that. But that they understand that if they started doing that, people would just close their gates, you know, and they don't want that. They want, they, you know, most of these, like, the primary element, I think, for it is the education, you know, to the residents, you know, because that's the biggest component that's going to help, you know, safety in the future.
Homeowners in the Shelter Cove Rid District who want an inspection and to apply for help with the treatment work can reach out to the Trees Foundation and ask to speak with Tanner Spies, while homeowners in the Bryceland, Whitethorn, and Edersburg area can reach out to the Bryceland Fire Department. And this is Kelly Lincoln reporting for KMUD News.